There's two kinds of pigul. There's a pigul that's doimet to shaloi lishma. It's just a psul. And then there's pigul sheyesh bekoros. That if you eat it, you be chayv a koros. And that would have to be that the machshava was chutz l'zmanay. That you had machshava to make a psul of shaloi bezmanay. In that case, there's a chayv koros. Chutz l'zmanay could be either achile or aktor. Doesn't have to be dafke mitzad the odom, it could be mitzad the mizbech, either one. The complication is when we merge the two, that's really how the sugya starts, where you have achilas mizbeach and achilas odom. And could you be mechashev from one to the other? In other words, if you're mechashev to eat something which normally goes on the mizbeach, could that, zichet's going to be possible, could that become koros? Does that have potential of koros or not? So, go through here the first sugya. Hashoychet, if somebody shechs a kom, lizroik domoi bachutz, oi miktsas domoi bachutz, to spritz the blood outside or part of the blood, lahakti move bachutz, oi miktsas bachutz, lechel besori bachutz, oi kazayis mebsori bachutz. So here the Tana says you need a shear. By the Imurim, the Tana seemed to say there's no shear. We'll see. There will be a shear, but the Tana doesn't say a shear. By Basar it says a kazayis. Oi lecho mi kazayis meor ha'aliyah. What happens if you have in mind to eat from the skin of the aliyah, which is soft and edible? Bachutz. So all of these things is possible of aim by koros. All of these things are regular kavanah peselas, but it doesn't. There's no koros because it doesn't relate to zman. However, if your kavanah was lizrik domay lemochar miksas domay lemochar, if you wanted to do something chutz lizmanay, first spritzing the blood. Now here also it doesn't say how much blood. It says miksas domay. Briskerov says it has to be a shir hazor, obviously. And if it's less than a shir hazor, it doesn't become pigul. You have to know why the Mishnah didn't say a shir. The Rambam taka brings a shir, but you have to know why the Mishnah didn't bring a shir. Lahakter imurin lemachar. Oy miktsas imurin lemachar. Now here also there's a shir. So again, we're going to have the same problem. For some reason, only by basar does the Tana say the shir, kazayis. Even though in svara it would make more sense that the Tana would have to tell to you by haktara and by hazor. Why? Because by basar there's an inherent shir of a kazayis of kol atarakul. For sure by achilas adam. So in other words, the shir kazayis is more simple by basar than it is by emurim or zrika. For some reason, the Tana didn't go out of its way to tell us that there's a shear by hazor or that there's a shear by haktor. The Tana just said miktsas yichayev. When it came to basar, both in the resha and the seifa, the Tana dafka says a shear, which leads us to understand that there's a different gedder to the shear by basar and the shear that there is by avoid of haktora or zrika, even though there's also a shear. But it's a different gather, has to be. Zez the Mishnah, oy lechel kazayis meor alya lamochar. So in all of these cases, pigul v'chayovin all of koros, because these are all chutz l'zmanei psulim. And since it's chutz l'zmanei psulim, so therefore, it's this chorus.
But does this all have to be at the point of
Shoichet? No, any of the avoiders. We're going to get to any of the avoiders. The Chiddush is even Shoichet. Meaning, the Chiddush we'll see is even Shoichet, because Shechit will have avoider here. Right? By the other avoiders, it's going to be even more Pashat at this Pigul. The Chiddush is even Shoichet. Even Shoichet, which is Lav avoider, and it doesn't need a Kohen, even there, we'll see. Sagt die Gemara Sof Ruha, we held in the Hava Amina here that the Mishnah put together the Or Ha'Alya. And the Mishnah said that Or Ha'Alya, the skin of the tail, has a din of the tail, meaning it's also has a din of basar, because that was the whole point of the Mishnah when it brought in Alya, that the tail is unique. Normally, the skin doesn't have a din of the basar, and by the Alya, the Mishnah seemed to say it does. So the Gemara is naming on by the fact that the Mishnah said that Or Alya is Ka'al Yadami, Lugabi Achila, so Lugabi Haktara also Ora Alya Ka'al. Meaning, if you're going to find a case where the Alya goes under Mizbeach, so the Ora Alya also goes under Mizbeach. Meaning, the way the Gemara sees it is, either the Ora Alya has a din of boss or it doesn't have a din of boss. That's one or the other. Which we'll see as we go on in the Sugi, if that's necessarily the move on of all the Rishonim, because it could very well be you could have a mitzvah achila on something that doesn't have a din basar b'chlal. Rashi sheet in all of kachim is that in order to have mitzvah achilas kachim, has to be basar. No, not just has to be edible, has to be basar. Has to mamish be basar. That means atzomay sorakim ukadoyma, right? Soft bones, things that are edible in the korban. And it could be you could eat them. But you're not going to be Makayim. There's no mitzvah achilas kachrim there. And therefore, according to Rashi, those things would not be qualified for pikul. Because they're not called, there's no achila over there. There's no achilas kachrim, according to Rashi. But the Gemara now is assuming that if you're going to tell me Ora Alya, the skin of the Alya, qualifies for achila, that means it's part of the Alya. That means it's as though the tail has no skin. That's what the Gemara is assuming. It's equivalent that basically the skin on the tail is not skin. That's what the Gemara is assuming. Take it. You'll see. It's a pivotal what the Gemara is doing. Says the Gemara. So Ruhara Alya Kalya Dami. And Mimele, if that's the case, if the Alya is Basar, so Huadin, Lagabi Akhtara has a din of Basar. Meaning it's because normally skin is exempt from both. Skin is not a Bar Akhtara, and skin is not a Bar Achila. But once you're telling me that Klapi, those halachas of Kotshim that require Achila, skin is Basar. So then it means the tail doesn't have skin. As far as kachim is concerned, the tail doesn't have skin. Which we'll see later by an oil attack, it is like that. There's a brisa like that attack by oil. Because oil is unique. Oil is a din hefshit and the or goes to the koyanim. What about the tail? So we're gonna get to that. Baal Koponim, the Gemara is assuming now that the tail is considered in kachim skinless. Skinless. And if you look at Rashi, Rashi says this clearly. Rashi bases it on that. Rashi says that the reason why, because Ora Alya is Kibasar Linyan Achila. Okay? Ora Basar is Ka'alya Linyan Achila. Meaning Rashi makes his point very clear that if it's not Basar, then there's no Achila. That's Rashi's lashon. Ki heichi, if you look at the second line in Rashi, ki hei an chavchas, ki heichid liin achila choshev le boso, memele, if that's the case, liinyin mitzvah zaktoroso, inami boso. So according to Rashi, there's only one way to learn, and that is that if there's achila on skin, that means by definition that it's boso. And if it's boso, then by definition, there's a din of Haktorah on it. Those korbanos that require Haktorah, Haktorah is Alya, so the skin of the Alya also has to go on the Mizbech, because it's Basar. That's the Gemara's assumption. Now again, So according to Rashi, it fits very simply. Because according to Rashi, there is no such thing as mitzvah achilas kachim unless it's basar. So therefore, once you're telling me that there's an achila on the aliyah, shem achilas kachim, that means it's basar. Period. According to Rashi. But according to the Rambam, it's not such a simple line. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach says entirely differently. The Rambam Korban Pesach, in Perek Yud Halacha Yud, he says that the Gidim Arakim, the Gidim that are soft and edible, consumable, right? He says they have a din of it's achila, and he goes in and he says ein nimnan aleihem b'korban Pesach. You can't be nimnan on it for korban Pesach. So meaning there is a mitzvah achila to eat it. But to be nimna, you have to be nimna on a basar, which is not going to get hard. That's the Rambam. So the Reb Chaim Brisk is medayik from Rambam that the Rambam holds that you don't need basar to be achilas kosher. Don't it just has to be that you could eat it. That's enough. If it's something that you could eat, it's edible. Doesn't have to be basar. And that's why the Rambam makes a distinction between Achilas Pesach, which includes the Gidim Arakim, right? And he excludes it from Minui, because Minui you need to be on Basar. So there's, according to the Rambam, Achilas Kachim and Basar are not intertwined. Achilas kachim is based on edibility, and therefore anything that's edible is the parashas achilas kachim. And basar, minui requires basar. So if you want to memana somebody on the korban pesach, you have to be at least a memunim on a kazayas basar. This would not work to be memun on this. So according to the Rambam, we're going to have a problem on the whole Gemara's cheshbin of lememra. According to Rashi, it's simple. According to Rashi, once we see that the Ora Ali is eaten, so that means it's Achilas Kachim, Memela, it's Basar. So if it's Basar Lagabi Achila, it's Basar Lagabi Akhtar. Yeah. According to the Rambam, that it's all I'm saying is according to the Rambam, it's Lav Dafke. According to the Rambam, these two are not intertwined. So you have to know how he's going to learn the Gemara. But that's what he said. Says the Gemara, so if that's the case, so now we have a problem. So if it's the Ian Akhtar, it says, so now we have a problem. Why? So if that's the case, so the Ora Aliyah, if you're telling me that the Ora Aliyah is actually considered Basar, right? And it's Royal Akhtar. So the Gemara's problem is, if that's the case, so then, it should have a din of when you shaykh it, the Mishnah says, if you shaykh it, the end of the Mishnah, machshav lechol es ora aliyah, chutz l'mkoy mechutz l'zmanoy, it's bigo. The Gemara's kasha is, v'okam mechashem, me'achilus mezbech, l'achilus odom. Because by a keves, by a shlomim, by a keves, the aloch is the aliyah goes on the mezbech. And the way you're telling me now, that the Ora Aliyah is Kipsarai. Which means that when the Torah gave you a mitzvah to be makto the tail on the Mizbeach, who had in the skin of the tail goes on the Mizbeach. So now when you're having das to eat the skin of the tail, chutzlis manai, you're being mechashiv, me'achilas Mizbeach, la'achilas Adam. So how does that work for Pigul? That's the Gemara's kasha. Meaning, since we see from the beginning of the Mishnah that the Ora Aliyah is Kalia, and that's why by the tail that doesn't go on the Mizbech, the skin and the tail are one, which means, it's for sure the way Rashi learns, that the Ora doesn't exist. The Ora is Basar. So if the Ora is Basar, for eating purposes, so who I didn't look abiyakhtar. So how could the Mishnah say that when somebody has kavonet by a shlomi to have to eat the skin of the aliyah, shaloi bizmanoi, it's pigul, it shouldn't be pigul. Because you're being machash of something that's from the mizbeach, tachilas adam. In other words, bishloim, if you learn that the or ali is not kipsoroi, not a kasha. Not a kasha. Because that would mean that even by the shlomim, the keves, where the mitzvah is to put the ali on the mizbeach, it's only the ali, not the tail. Not the skin of the tail. And the male, if that's the case, so it's not a kasha. So the Mishnah is basically saying the skin, which doesn't go on the mizbeach, which is edible, if you're mechashev to eat that, chutz l'zmanai, pigul. But now that you're telling me that our aliyah is ka'aliyah, and memele, when it comes to aliyah that's eaten, the tail has to be eaten, the skin of the tail, because it's mamish one thing, it's one chavtza. So if that's the case, when you have kavanah, it will be no different than you had kavanah to eat a murim, chutz l'zmanai. Wouldn't be pigul. The Gemara is assuming. Wouldn't be pigul. If you have kavona to eat a murim, chutz l'zmanai, it wouldn't be pigul.
What's the
smart of that?
Huh? What's the
smart
of that? No shaykhs.
The Gemara now is assuming our ali is yekal.
It's not.
The other side is that it's not. You can eat it. No, that's the whole point of the Gemara. If there's a mitzvah zachila, huh? Yeah. That's the whole point. Yeah, rather. That's the Gemara's kasha. That's the Gemara's kasha, exactly. The Gemara's kasha is this is a murim. So you're being mechashit from a murim to achilas adam. The Gemara is assuming now that's Takeda Rebbe Paskin, that's not pigul. Because that's like Dover Shein Roi Lecho. The Gemara says, no, maybe our Mishnah is going like a Das Yochid. Oma Shmuel, Homani Rebbe Lezeri, to Omar, Mechashvin, Meachilas Mizbeach, Lachilas Odom. Umeachilas Odom, Lachilas Mizbeach. Has to be. That based on our Mishnah, the Enachaname, Taka, the skin of the tail, is a murim. By a keves, it's a murim. It goes on the mizbeach, and that's where it belongs. But our Tana holds that you Taka could take something that belongs on the mizbeach, a murim. You can have kavana to eat it, and you'll Taka be chayef for a pigle. Kavana to eat a chutz l'zmanai, be chayef for a pigle. That's a gemara. Now, there could be a shtickle raya to this, because later on, we have a Mishnah that talks about the Samachtal Ramad Beis, the Chatas Oif and Oil Soif. Chatas Oif and Oil Soif were brought together. Whenever you brought a Korban Oifis, you brought a Chatas and Oil Soif. So the Mishnah says on Samachtal, Echad Chatas Oif, Echad Oil Soif. Right? It says over there, Lechol dovah shadakei lahaktir. Same thing. Or lechol dovah shadakei lechol. Now it says like this. Kazayis lamocha, chayiv. Kachatzi zayis lamocha. V'kachatzi zayis lahaktir. Ein achilu haktorim etztav. That's the Mishnah Paskas. So the Mishnah says on Samachtal on the base that you can't be mitzaref haktora and achilu. That's the Mishnah. Meaning if you did a half a shear of haktora, and a half a shear of achila, it's not pigul. In order to make pigul, you need a complete shear of either achila or a complete shear of either haktar. You can't have... So that some want to bring a raya that Mishnah has to be going, that achilas mizbeach, achilas adam works. Because otherwise, it makes no sense, the whole thing. Like, when a person brought two korbanos, whenever you bring a korban oif, it's always two. Echad l'chatos v'echad lo'il. It's always like that. Two. So, the Mishnah What's the case of the Mishnah Achil and Akhtar? So give me a case. Chatzis Shira Achil Chatzis Shira Akhtar. Give me the example. There is no example. Because the oil of Sa'if goes totally on the Mizbech. There's no Achil. The Chatzis Sa'if, you just mematzah the dam, there's no Achil at all. There's no Haktar. Stam! So this is what all the Achroinim are busy with over there on Samach Dalet. Mr. Hashem, we get there, we'll be marach on it. The Metzius of the Mishnah is not Shayach. No, the Chatas Oif is... And the Oilas Oif is completely Nechal. So the Karen Oira here, let me get the Karen Oira. Karen Oira is this Kasha. I mean, all the Achroinim is the Kasha. But the Karen Oira is very busy with this. He says, "Halei bechatas oif ein l'mizbech l'domo. V'necheles kula la kohanim. There's no part of the chatas that goes on the mizbech." He says, "Lumazeh oilo." He says, "Machter kula ve'im bo klal achila." Not shayach. So what's the case of Achil Vakhtara? Elamai, the only way, I'm telling you, it's the Mishnah. The only way to learn that Mishnah would be either to embrace Achilas Mizbeach as Mitztarif. That would work. That would work. Basically, you took Oilas Oif. And you had Das to be makter half of it chutzal zman, and to eat half of it chutzal zman. It's not supposed to be eaten. So that Mishnah, l'chor, is that's the only way to learn the Mishnah. So the Keren Ori Taka says this. The Keren Ori here in the sugi says, the koil of Rabbi Lazar, the sphere like mechashin meachilas adam, meachilas mizbech, meachilas mizbech, meachilas adam. So Mamela, taka, if you would have in mind to eat, that would be the halacha l'chay, right? According to Rebbe Lezer, somebody would have in mind to eat the entire oila soif, chutzlas mana, pigul, because mechashin meachilas mizbech, meachilas adam. That's what should come out. Right? So the Karen Ira is saying that the Lachor Bashka for Rishayna, the Karen Ira is the only way to learn. There is no other way to learn. The problem is our sugi is schwitzing on the Aliyah and making like a Rukimt, like maybe Das Yochid, and the Gemara rejects it. From the Gemara Samach Dal, from the Mishnah Samach Mukach, Stam Mishnah Rebbe Lezer. What's the only way to learn the Mishnah? The only way to learn the Mishnah, Ein Achil V'Aktor Mitztarfin, by Eilu Sa'oiv, is to say that we're talking about you took something which belonged on the Mizbeach and you had in mind to eat it. That's the only way to learn. L'chor, that's the only way to learn. So again, so we wouldn't be so sure if we didn't have our sugi. You could say, Nechanami, the Stam sugi of Mistam Mishnah and Zvachim is Kerebeleza. It's not like that. You see, our Gemara is rejecting this. That's our Gemara struggling. Our Gemara struggling with the Aliyah is because if the skin of the Aliyah is the din of the Aliyah, that would mean that the Aliyah's keves belongs on the Mizbeach, which means that the skin belongs on the Mizbeach, which means how do you have pigul? That's our Gemara's whole problem. What do you want? It's no different than the sugulated, which is muchach, like a belezer. Yeah. So that's a problem again. We'll go more into it, Mitzvah Hashem and Samach, when we get to that Sugi, Mitzvah Hashem, on Amud Beis, Samach Talad Amud Beis. But I would say, just to relieve it for our Sugi, is like this. Whenever you have two birds, right, which is always, basically, whenever you bring a Korban Oifis, Korban Oil of Yoret, two, always. Chatas and oil. It's always like that. But it's a strange thing that even if the bird is just there to replace a chatas, right? Like an oni. An oni brings a carbon oil of the earth. So if he would be an Asher, he'd just have to bring a Chatas. Right? All of a sudden, he's an Ani. Now he has to bring two birds. One for Chatas and one for Oilin. It's not a strange thing in all of Kutch. Why is it like that? In other words, why is it that it's almost like we were penalizing the Ani here? It's an Ani. The Torah had Rachmanis on him. No, the Gemara says Rachmana Chasale. No, so let him. What's the issue? What's the issue? Let him bring one bird. It's not Makash. So he's a fascinating Ebenezer. It's a really fascinating. The Ebenezer says that every Chatas has two parts: a Murim, they call him Mizbeach. And basar, that's eaten by the kahanim. And both of them formulate the kapara of the chatas. So listen to his chap. The Ibn Ezra says, when you bring, it's one gom. When you bring oifis, the oil is the emurim, and the chatas is the basar. This is murdik. Murdik. This Ibn Ezra to me is mamish meirei naim, because it's like a mystery in all of Kutchin. But it's also meirei naim now for our sugi as well. So now we have another way to learn the sugya over there. In other words, the Keren Oira, why did the Keren Oira give a simple teretz? Half a kazayas of the oila, chutzlzmane, to be makter. Half a kazayas of the chatas to eat chutzlzmane. Teretz is the Keren Oira says, that's two kabbalas. That certainly can't be the case. Right? You wouldn't need the Mishnah to tell you that if you brought two kabbalas, and you had a chatzi shir pigle from this comb, and a chatzi shir from that comb, that's not mitzaref. That would be olive base. You wouldn't need it. So that, the Keren Oira rejected, didn't even make it into the ballpark. There's nothing to talk about. That's why, the only way to learn is we're talking about one comb. That's how the kasha begins. So if we're talking about one comb, so how do you have a achila and akhtara? If it's a chatas, it's all achila. If it's oil, it's all akhtara. So therefore, the Keren Oira's only out was to say, it must be, it could be Mechashiv from Achilas Mizbeach to Achilas Adam. But now that we have Devin Ezra, so it's a whole different way to learn. You could say the Achila Akhtar over there is not me Achilas Mizbeach to Achilas Adam. The Chatzik Azayas of Akhtar was from the Oila, and Africa was from there. Mamish Kivalik. So that's the way I would touch up this, as far as this question is concerned. That's the way I would touch it up. The Ibn Ezra is found in Vayikra on Perakei on the Pasuk over there. He's that's what he says. But anyway, I'll upon him. So getting back into the sugya, says the Gemara, "Mani Reb Lazer, you don't want mechashu meachilas beach, achilas odem mechazon lechem mizbeach." The Nana Shoyes Azevach lechol dovo she'ein da'akri lechol. If a person had kavone to eat dovo she'ein da'akri lechol. Or lahakter dovo shein darker lahakter kosher, meaning the machshava doesn't make it possible. Reb Elazar poisel. Reb Elazar holds mechashven meachila lachila. Now again, the Gemara doesn't want to learn like that. But my ukim to Reb Elazar, a masefa klal. The Mishnah says not like that. Kol hasheichin the mekabel moiluch zarek dovo shein darker lecho lahakter dovo shein darker lahakter. Mishnah's mashma only something that you normally eat. Mashma shein da'akir lecholoi. So what's going on? The Gemara says, Ason Rabban. That's going like the Rabbanon that hold ain't mechashir me'achilach. So Reisha b'lezer v'sefer Rabbanon? Can't be. Omalayin, so Shmuel says, yeah, I'm going to be doicha that way. Reisha b'lezer v'sefer Rabbanon. But the other Amiroyim don't hold like this. B'chlal. They hold that that this would not apply. Now, there's another big problem here. There are a lot of, that's why I want to finish the Gemara next week, we'll be able to menateach the sugya. There's another very big problem here. What's called shaloi bizmanoi? In other words, let's think about this. When you take something as achilus mizbech, right, and you have in mind achilus adam, so what's called chutz l'zman? You understand what I'm saying? Meaning,
do you define time?
Do you, exactly. Do you find it by what it's... Yeah. And this is not Beferish and Chazal. There's no Gemara about this. The Ragat Shavah L'Hakire. But, in other words, do you look at it like by the Zman Achila? Because that's what you're planning to do with it. Or the Haktar. The Haktar is only now. The Haktar is this minute. Right? So what do you go by? That's a big question. The answer has to be obvious because the Gemara doesn't address it. It must be an obvious answer. It seems to be a good shaila. And if you're dealing with an oila, l'mashu, they being mechashiv l'achilas adam, what's b'chlal shai chutz l'zmane? Right now is chutz l'zmane. This minute is chutz l'zmane. What I'm saying is, if you go by achila, by what you're doing, right? There is no zman achila by oil. That's our shaila. Our shaila is when you're mechashiv me'achilas mizbeach l'achilas od. If you hold, you could do that, right? According to Rebbe Elazar, does it go by what you're engaged in, or does it go by what it was supposed to be done to it? No. Let's make it not an oiler. The standard case, let's go standard case. Standard case of mechashiv me'achilas mizbeach l'achilas adam would be a person takes, let me give you an easy case, a murei shlam. Okay? And he's mechashiv to eat a murei shlam, like we have at the beginning with the alya. He's mechashiv to take the emurim. The whole beginning of the Gemara, the alya, that's how we got into this discussion. So a murei shlam. You're mechashiv now to eat a murei shlamim chutz l'zmana, right? So if you hold mechashiv me'achil l'sav l'achil l'mizbech, so if we treat it like the basar shlamim, it's 2 days. If we treat it by the murei mizbeach, then you have the whole day today. That would be a simple case. That's the classic chakira of the Ragachov. What do we go by? Do we go by what you... If you hold, like the other Tanoim, it's very simple. Whatever you're doing has to be applicable to itself. So we are very simple. Achilas Adam, you can only be mefagel achilas Adam that's made to eat. So we open up Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Achila, Zman Achila, Kipaskit. Right? So according to the Chachamim, we don't have a problem. We have a clear Shulchan Aruch. But according to Rebbe Elazar, who holds mechashvin me'achilas mizbeach l'achilas adam. And for chutz l'zman, so now the question is, so which Shulchan Aruch do we open on this particular cup? Now, the Ragachev is more leaning towards, you go by what the activity that you're engaged in. The problem then would be, then if it's an oila, there is no zman. Oila has no zman achila. Everything should be chutz, but that's not what it says. It says you chashav chutz l'zmana. Exactly. If you're telling me like the Ragachov that we go by the activity that you're engaged in, so right now, so what does it mean? You chashav chutz l'zmana. There is no chutz l'zmana. It should just say you chashav lo'ichloi. That's already chutz l'zmana. Okay, that's what I'm telling you. These are two. We'll see. I'm just telling you. The Ragachov and the Migdash Novit both have this Chakir. We'll see why they say that. The logic of what they're saying is simple. Is because we can't be Mechai of a person for something that's not the Metzias. We're being Mechai of you for what you're doing. Oh, well, no, the chorus is Bishas Achila. We'll get this in a second. The chorus is Bishas Achila. Yeah. You bring up a good point. Okay. Says the Gemara, Ravuna doesn't reject that to learn our Mishnah is going Achila Mizbeach, Achila Sodom. Or Al Yalav Kal. Lagabi Akhtara, or Al is not an Aliyah. Avade, Lagabi Achila, or Al is Aliyah. Mashenkin, Lagabi. Lagabi Akhtara or Aliyah is not Kaliyah. So it's not skinless. The skin is there For Aktora, there's no din of Aktora on the skin. For Achil, it's Achil. We'll see why he says that. He has a pasuk. Amar Rabbi, my time with Ravune, ha'chel b'yal yevlo erachal. So it's a drash. It's a drash. V'chizdom ha'loy l'mo ha'yikal yedom. Aye, the question we had, how he chayev for Achil, ha'chamay eskin ba'al yishel gdi. By a gdi, the Mishnah's talking about ha'al yev a gdi, the gdi you don't put on the mizbech. So it's not Achilles mizbech. Kul k'shmul v'yamri. They didn't want to say like Shmuel, they didn't want to split the Mishnah. Now this is a real difficulty. Ki Rav Huna, according like Rav Huna, also layamri, kuzor al yikal yadomim komash malahu. This is very strange. Again, our whole problem was built on the fact that the Gemara made an assumption that if there's an achila on the or aliyah, that means that or aliyah is ka'aliyah. It's meat. It's like the meat. That's how we started. So that's why either we went mechashim meachilus mizbeach lachilus adam. That was one opinion. But then we have to break the Mishnah, make the Mishnah going like Rabbi Elazar part of it. So that was, we didn't want to do that. That was a, the other mahalach was Rav Huna or aliyah's love ka aliyah. Only for achil it's a aliyah. But as far as haktorah not. Now obviously it's not a logic. That's a svasuk. He brings a pasuk. The Gemara says, my time, he learns it out of Chelboy. Then the Gemara says, then the last who came to was we're talking about a Gdi, and by a Gdi, you don't put the tail on the Mizbech. So we don't have the whole problem. The whole problem was, Achilles Mizbech, Achilles Adam. We're talking about a Gdi. But the obvious problem is, what does the Gemara mean, Loi Mashmalu? I understand. They didn't want to say, like Shmuel, because he's breaking up the Mishnah. Right. But Rav Huna said it's a pasuk. Ha'alya. He wasn't saying it's logical. Rav Huna didn't come into the Gemara and say, Halkan Svara, that there's a difference between the skin, between Akhtara and Achila. For Achila, I view the skin of the tail like the tail. And for Akhtara, I don't view the skin of the tail like the tail. He didn't say that. He said, I have a pasuk. So why does the Gemara say that they hold not like, they don't hold. Loi mashmalu. Or aliyah kal yadomi, kamashmalu. They feel that the or aliyah is like the aliyah. This is not a feeling. This is not something you work out in therapy. This is a pasuk. Rav Chisda also, Rav Huna also felt or aliyah kal. Everybody felt that way. They didn't feel that way because emotionally, they felt that way because the Mishnah said that if you're machashiv to eat the or aliyah, it's bigel. So we had a Mishnah. We had a Mishnah, or Aliyah Ka'aliyah Domi. But then, Rav Chisda brought a Pasuk. Rav Huna brought a Pasuk. The Pasuk he brought was, said clearly, that Ha'aliyah, only the Chalav of the Aliyah goes on the Mizbeach, and not the skin. So the Torah rejected it from being a Murim. So what does it mean? The other Tanayim, they feel, or Aliyah Ka'aliyah. He also feels that way. What's a pasuk? It's merafes igre. That's not what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara would say simple. The Gemara would say ha'alya chelboy loy darshi. The Gemara says no. They hold in tzvar or alya ka'alya. He also holds in tzvar or alya ka'alya. But he has a pasuk. But the Gemara says why don't they say like Rav Chisda? And the Gemara's reason is a reason that Rav Chisda agrees with. If you ask Rav Chisda, do you also agree, or Aliyah Ka'aliyah Mashmalu? We go, yeah, but I have a pasuk. So why don't you agree with me? You don't agree with me because... So say that. We didn't, the whole kash is only based on the pasuk. We started the Gemara, Savrua de Kuli Alma, or Aliyah Ka'aliyah Dama. The whole thrust of the Gemara is or aliyah's ka'aliyah dami. For whatever reason, that's the thrust of the Gemara. So now Rav Huna also holds that way. Rav Huna said, "But I have a pasuk or aliyah." Says the Gemara. So why don't they hold of his pasuk? Because they hold in svara or aliyah ka'aliyah. He also holds in svara.
This is,
Find another Gemara like this, and we'll give you a shtreimel or kapata, whatever you prefer. We'll give you a shtreimel with an alley on it. We'll give you the whole thing. Gemara says like that. Ki Rav Chisda my time lo yamri. My kamash when I call you them. That makes no sense. What will be chiddush? Says the Gemara Tanina. That's a mishnah. It's a brayse. Eilu shorei sein kipsaron. The following korbanos, the skin has a din of the flesh. Not the following meats. This is talking about actually tumas oichlum. By nevela, the basar is metami tumas nevela. So the mishnah says or shatachas alye, that skin, because it's soft, is metami tumas nevela. So the Gemara saying is, you don't need to say or alya kalya. It's a mishnah already. Says the Gemara v'Rav Chisda. It's true you have such a mishnah. It's true. Sal kedai dechamina animili linyan tume. That's lagabi tume. This really goes back to what we were discussing all along. Who says that there's only two options? Achile and basar, or no achile, not basar. It could be that there's three categories. There's basar, and there's achile, and there's not achile. No, tumah goes together with achile. That's the point of the Gemara. The Gemara says, I would think, leyin tumah to be mekabel tumah zayichlam, it's enough, it's edible. The rochach mitzalaf. Avul hocha heima lemashcha. By kachim, there's a din of lemashcha, which is l'gdula k'derech sham alachim oichlam. You have to have something which is choshev. I would think not. It's a kamashmal. That's the kamashmal. Now this is also very difficult. With the Gemara's maskone, because we know that the din of lamashcha is only by matnas kohuna. Lamashal by pigul. If somebody would have das that the dog, Rachmanu Litzlan, that a dog should eat the carbon chutz l'zmana. It's pigul. Similar to what you were saying. As long as it's going to get consumed. Somebody would, if a kohen would check the kol, and have in mind that a kazayas of the shlom should be eaten by his dog chutz l'zmana, it's also pigul. So what does the Gemara mean? Kederach shamalach meichlam. Kederach shamalach meichlam is a din in matnas kohuna. That anything which is matnas kohuna has to be eaten kederach shamalach meichlam, like a king eats. That's only a din in matnas kohuna. So what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara saying sakadai techamina. I would say that even though it's makabel tumas oichlam, but for kachim it's not called an achila because kederach shamalach meichlam, and therefore. It wouldn't qualify for pigul. But you don't need lamashcha by achilas kachim. You only need lamashcha by matnas kohuna. That the kohanim have to eat is kederach shamalach meichlam. In fact, by pigul, the machshava could be achilas klavim, it's also pigul. There's no nafkamina. So there's, like I said, this whole sugya needs a lot of biur. Beis Hashem next week, We'll try to put it together. I give it to Cooper Zezer.
Oh, you give it to Cooper Zezer? Okay, fine. I made a check for them.
Perfect.
I was one. Okay, fine.
That's what I'm going to do.
No problem.
He wants me to take them. Oh, yeah.